The village that we stayed in this morning, last night, it is called Chikshali. It is the village which is the birthplace and the residence of one of the eight Sakhi, associates of Srimati Radharani, Chitra Sakhi. And the temple that the Brahmachari stayed last night, that many of you visited this morning, is one of the very special and holy places of Vrindavan. One of the four heads of Lord Brahma is called Manghar, or Man Mandir. Amongst the residents of Vrindavan, this place has a very important and heart-rendering significance. It is the place where Srimati Radharani would go when she would perform her pastime of becoming angry with Krishna to increase Krishna's pleasure. There are innumerable pastimes which took place there. For instance, one time Lord Sri Krishna approached Sri Radharani and told her that your singing is so sweet and beautiful, more beautiful even than my own flute. I would like that you kindly teach me how to sing. So for the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani would teach Krishna how to sing. She would teach him a particular note, and he would very purposely sing it all wrong. The reason is, he felt that if he chanted properly, then the lesson would be over. But he wanted the lesson to go on and on and on. So after some time, Srimati Radharani understood that he was purposely being a very bad student. So she became very angry with him. And she did not want to see him. She did not want to speak with him. So she went to the top of Man Mandir, Manghar. And there she would sit in silence. Other times, on this particular occasion, Krishna came and he begged Sri Radharani on Manghar that, please speak to me. If you are angry, chastise me, but kindly do not ignore me. And when he would go to one side to look at Sri Radharani, Radharani would turn her head to the other direction. And he would go around to the other direction, and she would change her glance to the other direction. And Krishna would plead with Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Devi, kindly make some arrangement so that Sri Radharani will again reciprocate with me. But even the Sakhis, they were not able to convince Sri Radharani to acknowledge Krishna's presence. But Krishna, he could not survive without the affection of Srimati Radharani. So he placed the crown of his head upon her feet with great humility. And when Lord Sri Krishna, when Srimati Radharani felt the head of Krishna on her feet, her anger melted away, and again she began to speak with Krishna and joke with Krishna and engage in loving pastimes with Krishna. On another occasion, Lord Sri Krishna was in the assembly of many gopis But Sri Radharani understood that Krishna, his heart of hearts, he wanted to be alone only with her. So she left that place. And she feigned to be angry that why Krishna is with so many other gopis. And she went to Man Mandir. And again, she would not speak with him. She would not look at him. And Krishna, after pleading through so many words, he began to weep, and the tears from his lotus eyes fell upon the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And when she experienced that, her man melted away, and again she performed wonderful pastimes with Sri Krishna. So Man Mandir is the place which proves that the love of the devotee is more powerful than the object of the love. How Krishna agrees to be subordinate, dependent upon, and controlled by the love of his devotee. And of course, all devotion of all devotees is ultimately emanating from the love of Srimati Radharani, because she is the complete embodiment of all bhakti. And whatever bhakti any living entity has is only part and parcel by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Shri Man Mandir Ki. And we're walking through the beautiful forests of Gabravan. So beautiful. Parrots, peacocks, monkeys, beautiful kalpa vriksha trees, lovely mountains. This particular forest is so charming that it naturally turns our consciousness inward into that place of our heart where Sri Sri Radha Krishna are eternally residing. Let us continue to honor, worship this beautiful forest by chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Bhadrasano Dham Ki
Jai.